All right, NHPR's Sam Evans Brown is at the State House. Sam.
Hi there, Laura.
Go ahead, Sam. Do you have some Republican reaction for us to this speech, please?
Yes, indeed. I have Representative Gene Chandler here. So, Mr. Chandler, what did you think of the speech?
Well, it was, I guess it did the job that the governor wanted to accomplish. I think from our point of view, it was a little short on specifics, understanding, and she was very clear that there are many problems facing the state, and they're going to be very difficult problems, but we didn't really hear any solutions to some of those problems. And I realize this isn't the budget address per se, but still we need to hit the ground running and start working on a budget even before it's being presented. So some of her ideas on solutions would have been helpful, I think. But nonetheless, and there are some things obviously that I think Republicans that we differ with what she had to say.
Well, Representative Chandler, it's Laura Kanoy. Thanks for being with us.
Sure.
I would like to ask you a couple things. The governor did get specific in a few areas. One was on the proposal to expand rail to Nashua and possibly up to Manchester. What did you think about that?
Right. And I think that's, in my opinion, at least during this session, is something that's not going to happen with Republicans in the House and the Senate. And faced with the economic uncertainties that we have in this state, and especially with the budget and the things that we have to fund with how we're operating now, there just isn't any money to do this. And if you wanted to do it, the only way I can see possible is take money away from our roads and bridges, from the Department of Transportation to try to build some of this. And then after you get it built, there's just a huge deficit that needs to be funded through the general fund in all of these programs. And the studies have shown that it doesn't take that many cars off the road. So I really do believe that's a dead issue. It's a hot-button issue now, and I realize a lot of people are in favor of it. In the grand scheme of things, probably is it a good idea? Maybe, but certainly not now.
Yeah, so were you surprised that she mentioned it, given the financial difficulties?
Yes, I was, actually. I mean, I think it's something that I know a lot of people favor it, and it seems to be something that is people like to get behind, I guess, as the new wave of doing things, but it's not doable, unfortunately. So I believe we really need to focus on the things we can do and get done and accomplish something, and I think any time spent on that, in my opinion, is a waste of time.
She also did mention one other specific, Representative Chandler. I'm sure you heard it, the idea that we need to hang on to this Medicaid expansion that people came together on in the last session, talking about it as a business priority, an economic priority. What are your thoughts there, Representative Chandler, about the commitment of the legislature to Medicaid expansion?
Well, I think specifically she said to do away with the sunset provision, and that obviously was one of the most important provisions that the Senate insisted on, even though they capitulated a little bit on the whole Medicaid expansion thing. But to have that sunset provision is absolutely critical. This is already costing us money. The state, the Medicare's, the feds are only paying for the care. They're not paying for the administration of the program. And there's nothing, as you know, some of us are a little cynical when the federal government says they're going to pay for things. That track record isn't too good on sustaining that. And that's what we're concerning about. And that's why that sunset provision is so important, because we're already facing budgetary problems because of the Medicaid expansion thing. And we can't afford to have the federal government cut back from their 90% to even 85 or even 80 or whatever percent. So we need to be very careful how we move forward in the future. That's something we can sustain, even at the level we have it at now.
Hey, Representative Chandler, Josh Rogers here. So was there anything in the speech that really had you kind of pulling your hair out, that you were like, God, no?
Well, not no, because it's nothing I sort of didn't expect. I'm very concerned that a number of people, including the governor, think that increasing the minimum wage is the panacea to all kinds of things, because even she did say, which is something people don't think of, that increasing the minimum wage also raises the wage levels of everyone else up the line, because people, if the minimum wage is is raised, then other people are going to expect to get more money. And she said it increases buying power. Well, the thing is, if you increase the minimum wage and people are producing the goods and products, they're going to have to raise their prices to cover the costs. So it's a really a complicated issue. If it was just as simple as saying, okay, we want you to have some more money in your paycheck this week, that'd be pretty simple. But it's a huge, huge issue, and one which we need to be very careful about. Because to increase the cost of manufacturing goods and services in this state, the people, there's no net gain for them. So I think we have to be very careful when we do that. So it's just, I think that's an issue which I would be surprised if that happened during this session.
Mr. Chandler, Dean Spiliotis here. Quick question about energy. You heard the governor mention the winter spike in energy prices, natural gas, et cetera. What's your sense of how the state legislature might get involved in dealing with the cost of energy in the state?
Well, I think that's an interesting question, and one I don't have an exact answer for, because I met with actually a member from a public service company in the fall, and I asked that very question. I said, is this something we should be doing? And his answer was, quite frankly, there's really not much the legislature can do. We're all concerned about it, but right now there's not a lot we can do. I was encouraged by the governor, because obviously our natural gas supply is a huge issue. And I was pleased to say no one wants to just run pipelines willy-nilly throughout the state, but we do really need to be able to figure out how to get more natural gas into that state. That's key. If there is a way the legislature can help with that, that certainly is one thing that we should be able to do. But I was pleased that the governor was concerned and stated that she felt that that needs to be addressed also. So that's a good sign.
Well, Representative Chandler, you've been generous with your time. We really appreciate you coming to the mic and being with us today.
No problem. Thank you very much.